All right, good evening. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Good Chodesh. This is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Sefer Devarim. As the Pasuk says, Ba'ashtei Osar Chodesh Be'echad La'Chodesh Dibe Moshe El B'nei Yisrael. That's today, tonight, tomorrow. Moshe Rabbeinu began Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZoyis. He began teaching the Torah in 70 languages, preparing them for their entrance into Eretz Yisrael, which is the Pashtus Mishnah Torah, is the Hachana to Eretz Yisrael, and also the Hachana for the later exiles when they're going to go into other lands and start speaking other languages. So Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them Torah in 70 languages. Shvat, therefore, is the Chodesh of Hachana. It's the month of preparation. That's what we find the laning of every Yom Tov upcoming. Purim, Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, Shavuos is all in Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat, we lain Parshas Boi, B'Shalach, and Yisroi. Boi, this Shabbos, this upcoming Shabbos, is the Kriya of Pesach. It's like Pesach. Next Shabbos, B'Shalach, is the Kriya of Shvi Shal Pesach and Purim. And the Shabbos afterwards, Yisroi, is the Kriya of Shavuos. So in Shvat, always read in Shvat, are the lainings of every Yom Tov. So Shvat is the Chodesh HaHachana to the upcoming Yomim Tovim of Adar and Nisan, Mishanichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha, which we start preparing for Purim already in Chodesh Shvat, starting Tu B'Shvat when it's Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, which is all Nichlal in the Rosh of the Chodesh, which is tomorrow. Parshas Boi is usually the first Shabbos, the first Parsha read in Chodesh Shvat, and Bahashgacha Pratis, tomorrow, Wednesday, the portion of Chumash of Wednesday, as we know, the parasha is split into seven parts. So every day we're supposed to study one portion, Sunday till Sheni, Monday till Shlishi, Tuesday till Revi, and Wednesday from Revi till Chamishi. So the portion of Chumash of tomorrow, Bahashgacha Pratis, is Moshe Rabbeinu also beginning the first chelik of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu starts teaching HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, which we always read this in Chodesh Shvat. This year, we're reading it on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The Kriya is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat for those who do the parasha every day. So the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, just like Rosh Chodesh Shvat was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Sefer Mishnah Torah, the Kviyas this year is that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, we lain in Parshas Boi how Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, which is the Hachana to Matan Torah. Just like Mishnah Torah was the Hachana for their entrance into Eretz Yisrael, the Parsha of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, including the Halachas of Kiddush HaChodesh, Pesach, Matzah, Moror, Korban Pesach, the Issa of eating Chametz and Matzah and so on, was all taught in Parshas Boi, which was taught in Mitzrayim, preparing them for Matan Torah, which is going to take place a few months after. And this we read in Chodesh Shvat. We also read this week about the last three Makas. The last three Makas is Arba, Choshech, and Makas Bechayros, and then afterwards, after talking about the mitzvahs, the Torah talks about in detail Makas Bechayros, then at the end, the parasha of Kaddish Likol Bechor, which incidentally is what we learn on Shvishal Pesach, on Chalamoid Pesach. Kaddish Likol Bechor, that's that which we say when you put on the Tefillin, the parasha of Tefillin, parasha of Kiddush Bechayros, the parasha of Pidyon HaBen. And Korev, to the end of the parasha, we read, V'chol Petach HaMor Tiftev Isah, V'chol Bechor Adam B'vonecho Tifet, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, and the mitzvah of Pidyon Peter Chamoir, exchanging a kedusha that exists on the donkey, and the only non-kosher animal that has kedusha, has a sanctity, and that's exchanged onto a seh, which is given to the kohen. And this we read in Chodesh Shvat. Chodesh Shvat tells us the Arizal, the Seer of Shem Havaya of Chayde Shvat, is the words Homer Yemirenu Vehoyahu. Those are four words at the end of Parashas Bechukai, which is also talking about an exchange, but an exchange that is prohibited. Tmura, Lo Yemirenu, but Vim Homer Yemirenu Vehoyahu Usmurasa Yehakaydish. That's an Aveira. But if that Aveira is done, if one transgressed, one violated that which the Torah said not to make this exchange, Vehoyahu Usmurasa Yehakaydish. There's a mitzvah to perform, and that is that the animal that was exchanged is to be sacrificed, and it has the kedusha of a carbon. Tamura is a carbon. Why is that the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Shvat? What does that have to do with Shvat? The parasha begins with the Makkah of Arba. In previous years, we went through different diukim. There are many, many different, there are different shinuyim that we see by Arba that we do not see by the previous Makkahs. Number one, there's no warning. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe boy el paroi ki ani hichbadati es liboi. Rashi has to say the Hasrei Bo, because the Torah does not mention that there's a warning here. All the previous Makkahs, when it talks about Bayel Paroi, it says, V'yomarta Elav, Koyamah Hashem, and so forth. Here it just says Bayel Paroi. Rashi says, warn him, and then the Torah says, I hardened his heart, which is L'chayru, a contradiction. If he's not going to listen anyways, what's the purpose of warning him? Bayel Paroi, and tell him not to, but you should know he's not going to listen. The Torah is clearly telling us that Paro's free choice was taken away from him, that he has no Bechira here. Yet, by this Makkah, we see a major change, even more than by Borod, as we mentioned last week, that Paroi acquiesces to his servants for the first time, and the servants for the first time have a chutzpah to talk to him. Till now, they never ever protested, never said a word. One is not allowed to talk in front of a king. That's considered a Meirid B'malchus. And yet here, the servants speak up, and they say, Admosa yihi ezeh lonu l'mokesh, Shalachis ha'anoshim v'yavdu es Hashem Eloheihem aterim teida ki of them. So don't you know the Mitzrayim is finished? And it says Moshe and Aaron are brought back to Paro, and Paro asks them, so who's going? Moshe Rabbeinu says, everyone is going. Paro says, if you can't compromise, forget it. Vayigoresh oisa mayes p'nei farei, and they are chased out of the palace. Something which we don't find either that it happened any other time, except later when Goresh, Yegoresh, Eschem, Bizeh, after Makkas Bechairos, Paro chases all the Jews out of Mitzrayim. We also notice that not only the servants display lack of respect and talk up to Paro, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself, it says, after he finishes telling Paro that there's going to be Arba, Vayifen, Vayetze, Me'im Paro, which you don't find by any other Makkah. He turned and went out. Turn means he turned his back to Paro. Normally, one walks out from a king backwards, like one walks out from a Rebbe, from a Rosh Hashiva, backwards. It's not respectful to turn your back, to a king. By Yifan, by Yetze, he turned around and he left. Lack of respect. Yet Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, Vayitzaveim el Paroi melech Mitzrayim, lachloi kovod lemalchus. Even a melech who's a rosha, you have to respect. Kovod amalchus, malchusa da araka and malchusa da rakia. Even later, Paroi, in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, not v'yoradeta elai, he says v'yordu kol avodecha elai. He talks to Paroi and he doesn't say, you're going to come to me, your servants are going to come to me. And Rashi says, even later he's honoring Paro. Why? He's still showing respect to Paro, but yet over here by Makkas Arba, Vayifan, Vayetze Meim Paro. The Zohar begins this parasha with the pasuk Ashrei Ha'am Yoidei Serua. So all the Svarim that talk about the Zohar, yes, what does Yoidei Serua have to do with Makkas Arba? Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, boy el paroi adohu dechsiv, ashrei ha'am yoidei serua. The Kedushas Levi says that that Arba was in Shvat. Makkas Arba was Chodesh Shvat. In fact, he says it was Tu B'Shvat. Every Makkah happened on the 15th of the month. Like Makkas Bechoyres was the 15th of Nisan. Chayshech was Shushan Purim. ולכל בני ישראל היה אור במויש וויסם, that's like who the Moisa Oira. Especially the Roikeach says that Haman rejoiced when he saw that Chodesh Adar was the month that came out of the box when he was Hippel Goyrol, because in Adar, Mesu, those who didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim, died during the Shloshes Yemei Afela in Chodesh Adar. That would be a riot to the Sheet of the Kedushas Levi, that Arba was in Shvat, because then Choshech was in Adar, and that's why Haman was happy, he rejoiced, because that's a month to kill Jews, because that's the month in which the Jews died during the Makkah of Choshech. That was, so Choshech was Shushan Purim. And Shvat, Arba is Tu B'Shvat. So the whole, Arba is Chodesh Shvat. Shvat is the month of Shoivavim. Shuvu banim shayvavim erpa meshuvay seichem, the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu. Erpa means I will heal. I will heal all your iniquities. I will heal all your sicknesses. Shuvu banim shayvavim. The word erpa here is written with a hey. Unusual, but a few times in Tanakh it says refuah with a hey instead of with an aleph. Erpa, aleph resh pei hey, but it means refuah. Shayvavim is a time of refuah. Hashem heals us from our ailments. He heals us from our spiritual defects, from our chatoyim. As mentioned last week, the last tikkun in the kaimas hadoyros is shayvavim, which is the oir of Mashiach. Chodesh Shvat is the month of Mashiach. It's the month, as the Imre Noyam says, together with Teves, the months of Aschalta de Geula. Shevet is Mashiach. Shvat is Mashiach. How do we know that? Pasuk says so. V'kom shevet mi Yisrael. Bilam in his nevuah to Balak says, Dorach koichav mi Yaakov, v'kom shevet mi Yisrael. Shevet says, Unkelis Mashicha. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Perek Yud Aleph tells us, Shvat is also the Chodesh Hayud Aleph. It's the 11th month. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim says, Dorach koichav mi Yaakov, ze David HaMelech. Vekom shevet mi Yisrael, ze HaMelech HaMoshiach. Shevet. Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. Shevet is Malchus, Shvat is Malchus. David HaMelech in Tehillim in Kapitel Mem Hei, which is the capital where he talks about Mashiach, Yaf Yafisam Ibnei Adam, Shevet Mishar, Shevet Malchusecha, twice Shvat, Shevet Shevet, Shevet Mishar, Shevet Malchusecha. Because Shvat is the Ha'ara of Nisan. Shvat, as we mentioned before, all the lanings in Shvat are all the Yamim Tovim. It's preparing us for the Yamim Tovim of Geula, Purim, Pesach, Matan Torah, and Shavuos are all in Shvat. Moshe Rabbeinu begins preparing Klal Yisrael for their entrance into Eretz Yisrael, which takes place in Nisan. He starts in Shvat. Shvat is when the Hachana begins. Shvat is the month. The entire Shvat is Shoivavim. Teves, only part of it. Sometimes Adar in a leap year. But Shvat, the whole month until Mishpatim, is all the entire Shvat. The whole idea of Shoivavim is refuah. Shuvu banim Shoivavim erpa meshuvay seichem. The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Yudzayin Amid Beis, the Gemara says, why is the bracha of refuah, refuah eini Hashem v'nei rafe, the bracha in Shemayna Esrei, the eighth bracha, refuah is b'shminis? So the Gemara says, because Mila is Shminis, Mila is the eighth, the mitzvah associated with the number eight, the eighth day, eighth mitzvah ever given, after the Sheva mitzvah B'nai Noyach, and therefore refuah is B'Shminis, because after Mila we need refuah. So that's Roifei Chai Le'amo Yisrael, and refuah is B'Shminis. All the Mefarshim have difficulty with that. So therefore what? Usually when one says the bracha of Rifa'enu, that's not the only thing that we have in mind. Someone who had a bris. Rifa'enu, there's a whole Gibiratzin that you say. You mention the names of all the people that need a refuah shalem, and unfortunately the lists are long. We notice another interesting thing about the bracha of Rifa'enu. The only bracha in Shemayna Esrei of the Yudbeis Emtsu'iyah is that we add the word melech. Kikel melech roifei ne'eman v'racha manato. We don't say it like any of the others. When we make an Ashiyotza, we say Roife Chol Bosar Umafli Lasses. There's no mention of Melech, but here Kikel Melech Roife Neman V'Rachmanot. So the Mefarshim on the Siddur, the Mefarshim tell us Ashiyotza is a bracha concerning Refua B'Derech HaTeva, which includes Goyim as well. Roife Chol Bosar Umafli Lasses, but even Goyim. Even though Mafli Lasis Bepashtis is only by Yidin, but Roifei Chol Basar is by Goyim too. The Kovim, Chalun, Chalun, by Goyim also. Masha Enkein, the Bracha of Refu'enu, is only by Yidin. Roifei Chole Amoy Yisrael. It's a different Refu'ah. It's the Refu'ah of Shminis. It's the Refu'ah of Lamailim and Ateva, which only a Yid is Zeichah to that type of Refu'ah. There's Refu'ah Al Piteva. People go to doctors. Goyim get healed too. But that's Al Piteva. Masha Enkein, the Refu and Shmoyne Esrei is a different Refu. It's Dafka for Yidin, it's Dafka for Chole Amo Yisrael, it's Refu B'Shminis. And as other Mefarshim say, the idea is when Mashiach comes, there's no need for any Refu anymore. Then everyone will be healed. The only Refu that will be necessary will be for Bris Milah. That'll be the only necessity for Refu. Refu, therefore, the Bracha of Refu'enu is being merames, even though literally we do ask for Refu'as for everything in Refu'enu. And sometimes we ask for Refu'a Lamaila Menateva, and sometimes you have to come on to Lamaila Menateva. And in order to come on to Lamaila Menateva, one has to deserve such a Refu'a. And that's why it says Melech, because the Melech has the power to pardon, like the president can pardon even someone who's in life, in prison for life. A president has the power to pardon. They don't always do it, but they have the power to pardon. The president, the king, the melech Yisrael v'goyaloi, we ask Hashem, mitzad malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we accept Hashem as melech, that he should be roife, kikeil melech roife nemen v'rachamanota, that you should be roife chayle amo Yisrael, even if we don't deserve it, even if it's l'mailam and atev, which only a yid is zeichet to such a refu. I'll call upon him. Even though every makkah was a refuah, as we mentioned last week, the pasuk in Yeshaya, noguf v'rofu, every makkah had a dual purpose. It was a plague for the goyim, it was a healing for the Jews. But starting with makkah's arba is a total new refuah here. This is the bracha of refuahenu. This is the eighth makkah. The eighth makkah, the makkah hashminis, arba, is the makkah that brought about the refuah, the refuah shleima, the refuah of la'asid lavai. This makkah is a metaphor to the Osid Lovay. This is Yemais HaMashiach, where the Pasuk says, concerning the return to Yerushalayim, when Mashiach comes, it says, Kol ha-nishar b'tziyayin, the ha-noisar b'Yerushalayim. Behar tziyayin tiye pleita. We find an interesting phenomenon. By Makas Arba, the Torah repeats over and over again the word meaning remnant. Or later again, Arba took care of all the remnants. In Mitzrayim, that meant total destruction. The She'eris, the Pleita, but every Makkah serves as refuah for Klal Yisrael. This Makkah is merames to the time when kol hanoisar b'tziyon v'hanishra b'Yerushalayim v'har tziyon tia pleita she'or yoshuv she'or ya'akov, as it says in Yeshaya, the she'eris, the remnant, those that are going to remain when Mashiach will come, our door, the she'eris of all the doiros, the door that the geula comes, that starts by Makkah's Arba. Makkah's Arba is the he'orah of the Yemois HaMashiach. That's why it's the eighth makkah. And that's why by this makkah we find that Paro, he said, Ru'u ki ro'a neged peneichem. Rashi says from Chazal, he saw the blood. He saw what he thought was dam hariga. He saw the chet ha'egel. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama yoimru mitzrayim leimar b'ro'a ha'itziyam laharoi goysam behorim l'chaloysam yalpaneo adama. So hofach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings here, dam what's Mila doing here? Why does Paroi see Dam Mila Dafka by this Makkah? Because this is the eighth Makkah. The eighth makkah is mila, refuah, refuah b'shminis. Refuah is associated with mila. That's what the Gemara says. The reason why refuahenu is the eighth bracha of Shemayna Esrei, because it's associated with bris mila. This makkah, therefore, Paroi sees the dam, which was nepach to dam mila. Paroi sees the dam, he only sees the hariga, he doesn't see the bayahafaych, he doesn't see the turnaround. Therefore, by Makas Arba, the Malchus of Paroi falls apart. The Malchus of Paroi is crumbling here. There's no need to show any respect anymore. By Yifan Vayetse Mayim Paroi. Gikel Melech Reifein Emon V'racham Anota. Hashem is the Melech. V'hoya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'oretz V'yom Ha'u Yih Hashem L'chadosh Me'u Malchus Ha'kol Mashola. There is no other Melech. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of the Yom Tov of Pesach, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim avodai heim v'lo avodim la'avodim. That's why an Eved, according to the Yerushalmi, cannot say Kriya Shema, because an Eved is potter from Kriya Shema, because he can't say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. He has another master. An Eved can't be Oyle Regel. Yeiroya kol zuchurcha el p'nei ha'odoin Hashem misha ein lo elo odoin Echod. An Eved has another master. He's not totally subservient to Hashem, because he has to submit himself to an Odoin. Yitzias Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, that's why we say Yitzias Mitzrayim is Begematria Nasav and Nishma. Nasav and Nishma, that's the epitome of submission to the Rotzen Hashem, when the only Hashem is our master, no one else. That's what we're going to be Zeichid to. We were Zeichid to it by Matan Torah. Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Hoitzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Yibes Havodim. No more. Lo Yeloch Elim Acherim Alponai, the Lashon of the Zohar is Man the kof is ba'achra. No more subservience to anyone else, only to Hashem. And by Arba, this is already happening, because Arba is the Hachana. This is Shvat, which is the Hachana for Nisan. And in Chodesh Nisan, Tesvav Nisan, which we read about in this week's parashah, is when Yetzias Mitzrayim takes place. Total exodus, no more avodim to Paroi. And it happened in a way of Ayigoresh, the Jews were chased out of Mitzrayim, so that's why here too, Ayigoresh, Oysameyes, Penei Paroi. So Moshe walks out of the palace with disrespect. There's no reason to show any respect anymore. There's no more Malchus. The Malchus, any Malchus in the world, only Malchus Hashem. Vayifan, Vayetzimei, and Paroi. And for that reason, the Avdei Paroi pick it up. They sense Moshe Rabbeinu's disrespect. They sense also that the Malchus of Paroi is falling apart, so they talk to him. They talk up for the first time. Ad Masa Yezelonu Lamoikesh. Teruah, the word Teruah is associated with Chodesh Shvat. As we mentioned a few times this year, the last capital of Tehillim, the Shiboli Aleket, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Huchas Rosh Chodesh, that there are 12 halalukas at the end, at Mizmor Kuf Nun of Tehillim, which we say every day, Pesukei Dezimra, and each Halleluka is connected to a different Chodesh. So Teves was Halleluhu B'Tzilzalei Shoma, the month that we just concluded. Now comes Halleluhu B'Tzilzalei Seruah. Shvat is Teruah. So what's Teruah? Teruah has a number of meanings besides the sound that it makes. There's the concept of Yovel. By Yovel it says Uskatem B'shoifer Teruah. In fact, that's where it says Teruah. That's how we know that there's a Teruah on Rosh Hashanah. We learn it out from Yovel, because it says Yom Teruah by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Teruah Yielochem, and it says Teruah by Yovel. Rosh Hashanah was the day when Botla Avoyd Me'avoyseinu B'Mitzrayim, B'chinov Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Teruah sound is emancipation. When the shofar is sounded on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the slaves go free. Even the Eved Nirza, the power of Yovel, that's the Teruah. The Teruah has the power to free, to emancipate the slaves from Mitzrayim. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Teruah is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shvat is the Chodesh that we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim in Torah, as mentioned before. Then it's even greater than when it actually happens. It's like this Shabbos is Pesach. The Kriya is Me'ora D'Zman. Shvat is Shaivavim. The whole idea of Shaivavim is to leave Mitzrayim. The Tumah of Mitzrayim, which is the Tumah of Chamor, Asher Besar Chamorim Besorim, the Zirmas Susim Zirmosam. The Mitzrayim are compared to donkeys, as Rashi brings down at the end of the parasha. שנמשלו בחיירי מצרים לחמויר. That's ופתר חמויר תפדה וסה. The pedia, the leaving Mitzrayim, is the exchange of, from the donkey to the sheep. Klal Yisrael are referred to as the se pizura. A chamor, the donkey, symbolizes the tumah of Mitzrayim. The se is the kedusha of Yerushalayim. Because we take the se to Yerushalayim. The carbon pesach has to be a se. That's not the same se, but the se symbolizes the kosher animal. That's what was brought to Yerushalayim. That's what was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Ufetach chamor tifte v'se. That's the switch that's taking place from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim. That's Shoivavim. Shoivavim is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tikkun Shoivavim is, we're masakin ourselves, we redeem ourselves, we leave the Tumah of Mitzrayim, we try at least to work on ourselves a little bit, to leave the Tumah of Mitzrayim, which today is here, and to come closer to Yerushalayim. That's the Truah, which is the power of Yovel. That's Yovel. V'hoya b'yam ha'u yitoka b'shoifa godoil, uvo ha'oivzin be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishtachavu la'Hashem, behar ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. The only way that one can experience refuah is through humility. The Gemara tells us here in Saita and Afhei, so the Gemara says, a person's tefillah is not listened. Ain't tefillasei shel adam nishmas elam kein mesim liboy kabosar. Shenem avahoyim midei chaydesh bechadsha yavoy chol bosar lehishtachavoyz v'goymer. Amar abzeira, bosar ksiv bei v'nirpa. Adam like ksiv bei v'nirpa. In the parasha of Tzaras, it says, uvosar ki yihi aboy ba'oyre shchin v'nirpa. That one can only experience refuah if he's like bosar, if he's humble, like flesh, all he is basar. But if he considers himself Adam, he's a man, he's great. By Adam, it doesn't say v'nirpa. We see from here, number one, a person's tefilos are not niskabel unless he humbles himself like basar, like flesh. That's why in the bracha of Asher Yotzar, we roifei chol basar dafka, the lashon of basar. Yavai kol basar lihishtachavos. A yid, during the weeks of Shaivavim, the only way that one could be nizhar from Shmiras HaBris and in these inyanim is only through anivas. Because the more arrogant, the more haughty one is, the more one feels that he has to enjoy life and fulfill all his taivas. That's from gaiva. The more one humbles himself, the more one submits himself to the Ratzon Hashem, the easier it is. Anava leads to yira. Yira is the prerequisite in order to be nizhar. Isha yira is Hashem. So what's the requirement is to be like basar, roifei chol basar, total humility. And that leads us to what Hashem refers to Klal Yisrael as reishis tevuasai. Yavai chol basar lehishtachavai is begamatria reishis tevuasai, which is b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. That's why we find by this makkah, interesting, dafka by this makkah, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, Admosai me anto le onois mi ponoi. How long are you going to refuse to humble yourself from before me? Rashi says, le onois ketargumai le iskenoa, vuhumi gizras oni, me anto leois oni vishofol mi ponoi. As mentioned last week, by each makkah, Paroi gets more arrogant. Even though his bechira was taken away from him, but it's his fault. As Rashi says in last week's parasha, the first five makas, he hardens his own heart, and it's because he doesn't deserve to do tshuva v'chulu and all that. But here, the stress is, you are not humbling yourself, because Klal Yisrael are. Whatever the Egyptians are not doing, we are doing. Whatever's naguf l'mitzrayim is roughly Yisrael. Since Klal Yisrael are humbling themselves, because this is the makkah of refuah, this is the eighth makkah, this is roifei chayli amo Yisrael, and there's no refuah if you're not humble like basar, basar ki yaboy b'oyre shkin v'nirpa. So the prerequisite, the tenai for tshuva is hachna'a v'anava. That's the other meaning of trua. Trua also means to break oneself. Teroyein b'shevet barzel. Interesting. Also the word shvat in that pasuk in Tehillim. Teroyein b'shevet barzel. Teroyein means to break. Leiv nishbar v'nidka l'kim lo yisivza. Only when one breaks, when one humbles himself, when one is breaking his spirit, leiv nishbar v'nidka l'kim lo yisivza. Only then is a person zoicha to tshuva. That's the other meaning of tshuva. And tshuva also has the meaning of simcha. Rashi says there in Tehillim, in Kapitel Chav Zayin, which we say in Chodesh Elul, in Davar Hashem, Oyri V'Yishi, Zivchei Teruah's Loshin Simcha, Teruah, Skatem Bachatzoy, Tzroes, Halaloy Seichem, V'yal Zivchei Shal, Uv'yayim Simchaschem, V'v'mayadeichem, they would blow trumpets, the sound of Teruah, that's also a sound of Simcha. On the one hand, Teruah is a sound of Shivroin Leiv, it's a sound of Merirus. On the other hand, it's a sound of Simcha, and the purpose is to bring one back. That's the Teruah of Yovel. And that's Merumas in the Tziruf Shem Havayah of Chodesh Shvat. Homer Yemirenu, that's a Lashon of Merirus, Beremes. It starts off with Merirus, and then Vahoyahu, Ein Vahoyah al Lashon Simcha. The Merirus leads to Simcha. One Teruah, Teruah in Beshevet Barzel, the Merirus, the Shivroin Leiv, the Anivus, the Hashpala, the Shiflus, that's refuah, only ubasar ki yabai ba'ayra yishchin v'nerpa. One is zaychit to emes simcha. Simcha really comes after. The pasuk, tashmiyeni sosayin v'simcha togelna atzama is the kisa in capital nun aleph of Tehillim comes after leiv nishba v'nitke lakim leisiv zaytiv v'tzayin chesti. That's all after the shivroin leiv. The first meaning of trua, teroyayin b'shevet v'azel, comes the second meaning, the union of simcha. That's shayvavim. Shuvu banim shayvavim erpa mishuvasam. Erpa with a hey is the same oisius as paroi, except paroi is with an ayin. Erpa is with an aleph. If you remove the ayin from paroi, you know that the letters are interchangeable. Kiyodua, what the Reb Shamshon of Astropolia said, the Chassam Sofer quotes it. Boyel paroi, Reb Shamshon of Astropolia, they also quote what he says this week, Boyel Paroi, where is it? Merumas Makas Arba here. It doesn't say anything about Makas Arba. By every other Makka, it says Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu what the Makka was. Here it doesn't say what the Makka was. Boyel Paroi, he says, if you take the letters Beis Aleph and you interchange the letters in the word Paroi that are interchangeable with the Beis Aleph, which is the Pei and the Ayin, you're going to get Arba. That's what the Chamshim Astropolia says. In Yoneinu, we could do that too. Take the ayin out of paroi. The ayin is the ois of roiges. That's the letter of Chodesh Teves. The ayin, which the ayin is meramis to the ayin umois. And change it with an aleph. Similar to what it says when Negei Avram Avinu, heir mi mizrach, heir with an ayin, heir with an aleph. So if you take the ayin out of paro, you get erpa. That's shuvu banim shayvavim erpa meshuvay seichem. Shayvavim is the hachana to Mashiach. Shvat is the hachana to Mashiach. Shvat, according to the Arizal, is osher. Osher, it says, may osher shmeino lachmei v'hu yitein madanei melech. The oil that came from the portion of land of osher was used to anoint the kings. Nisan is Malchus. Nisan is Yehuda, according to the Arizal. So Nisan is Mashiach. Shvat is the Hachana to Mashiach. Shvat is the Mashicha, the anointing. B'shemen kotshi meshachtiv. Shemen zayis. That's Osher. May Osher shmein alach. May v'toivel b'shemen ragloi. And that's Arba. Arba, the Makkah of Arba, brought Malchus, the Malchus of Hashem, to Mitzrayim. It brought the interesting, in Mishlei it says, Ein melech lo arba. Arba do not have a king. Locusts don't have a king. Unlike bees, or other creatures have a king, the queen bee. By arba it says, Ein melech lo arba. But, and dafka, the arba, Makas arba brings the malchus of Hashem. In other words, Ein melech lo arba. Paroi, no, you're not melech anymore. Hashem is melech. That's the bechina of Trua, Hallelujah, b'tziltzalei serua. The words v'Hashem nihag ruach kodim kol hayoyim hahu v'chol ha. V'Hashem nihag ruach kodim ba'oretz kol hayoyim hahu v'chol ha'loyla. That's what the pasuk says. That Makas Arba came with a ruach kodim. That's the ruach of kedem, ruach of tshuva, tshuva kodma la'olam. V'Hashem nihag ruach kodim ba'oretz kol hayoyim hahu v'chol ha'loyla is exactly b'gematria Hallelujah, b'tziltzalei serua. That's Chodesh Shvat. Hineni mevi mocha arba begvulecha is begematria trua. Trua is begematria shar hanun, the nun sharei bina. Arba is keneged bina. It's yedua that the three makas that are in Parshas Boy are keneged bina, chochma, and keser. Keser, chochma, bina. Backwards. So arba is bina, choshech is chochma, makas b'chayres, b'chayres, b'keser, b'chayres is keser. Arba is bina. There was no need for Moshe to be masra paroi be'emes, because ki aniyach barati es libay. Paroi's bechira was taken away. So in le'umazah, that's the lowest madrega, the one that's the nun sharei tumah. The one who sinks into the nun sharei tumah has no bechira anymore. Harishoyim bershus libam. Masha'enkein tzadikim also lose their bechira. On the other way around, a person can reach such a high level of tzidkus that he doesn't do an avera anymore. That's the nun sharei bina. That's the way it's la'asid lavei. Yomim asha'ein bohem chayfet la'asid lavei. There's no yetzahara, so there's no bechira anymore. So Makas Arba, which is the Ha'ara of the Yemais HaMashiach, here the Torah specifies, Ki ani yichbarati es libay, by Paroi it's Bechira, no Bechira l'greis, by Klal Yisrael it's no Bechira l'mal Yusa. It's the Madrega of the Nun Sha'ar Ebina l'asid lovay. That's why we find so many Shinuyim here by Arba that we don't find by the previous Makas. Haterem Tevda ki ovda Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is now lost. Mitzrayim is finished. Mitzrayim is lost means Yerushalayim is found. When Mitzrayim falls, Yerushalayim rises. Like the Gemara says, when I get to Tzoyer, like the churban of Tzoyer brought about the binyan of like Nismale Yerushalayim Elamei Churbono Shel Tzoyer. Tzoyer, which is the shorish of the word Mitzrayim. With the fall of Mitzrayim, we have the revelation of Yerushalayim. That's what Shoivavim is. Hamei Yimirenu V'Hoyahu Tikun Shoivavim Halaluhu B'Tzil Tzalei Sirua Shvat. Shvat is the chaydish that we switch from, we go from Mitzrayim to Yerushalayim, from Chamor to Seh, V'chol Petah Chamor Tifteh B'Seh, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim. That Dafka in Chayder Shvat, we learn, we read about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and this is the Shabbos of Pesach, the Ora of Pesach is Dafka this Chayder. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu begin teaching Klal Yisrael? What's the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael? HaChayder Shazel Lachem, which is the concept of Lamaylam and Ateva. Chaydesh, the whole idea of Rosh Chaydesh, tonight's Rosh Chaydesh, the concept of that we are Mekadesh the Zman, the idea of HaChaydesh HaZeh Lochem, that Hashem gives over the Zman to the Talmid HaChachamim, to the Beis, to the Batei Dinim, Atem, Afilu Mutoyin, Afilu Mezidim. Unlike Shabbos is Mekadesh V'Kai, Shabbos, even though Shabbos L'Chayr is higher than Teva, by Yechal Elikim, by Yom HaShvi, it says in the Pasuk, there's no Elikim. But Shabbos is really part of Teva. By Yevorech Elikim, es Yom HaShvi, by Yechadesh Rezoi. Shabbos is part of Teva, and Shabbos is mentioned in Chumash Bereshis at the beginning. That means even Goyim, even though a Goy is not allowed to be Shoyim Shabbos, once the Torah was given, but a Goy also can understand Shabbos. Shabbos is part of Teva, and Shabbos cannot be changed. You can't push off Shabbos to Sunday. You can't make Shabbos on Friday. Shabbos is Shabbos. Masha enkein Rosh Chodesh or the Chodesh Ha'ibur, it's possible to maneuver time. A day can Chodesh can be a day later, a day earlier, a whole month pushed away. And the Yerushalmi says, Lokeil Goymer Oloi, that Besuleha Chayzrin, when I gave it to a woman who's no longer a Besula, but if they were Ma'abra the Chaydesh, so we go back in time, she's considered a Besula again. So from there, the Gemara learns out that the power of Torah, that Torah can be Mekadesh Zaman, Talmid the Chachamim can be Mekadesh the Zaman, because they are the Ma'ilam and Ateva. Torah is Balabayis over Zaman. That we see in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChaydesh, HaChaydesh HaZelochem. That's why the mitzvah starts with Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, Yudkei Vovkei. Unlike Chumash begins with Bereshis Bara Elohim, culminating with Shabbos. This mitzvah, the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, which this was really where Chumash was supposed to begin, as Rashi says, this is the Haskalah of Torah, really, right here in this parasha, is a mitzvah that is associated with Lamaylam and Ateva. This comes right after Arba and Choshech, which is Keneged Chochma Bina, Kihi Chochmaschem Uvinaschem Le'enei Ha'amim Ki Yodur, what the Gemara says in Shabbos, that's going on Kiddush HaChodesh. And it's also interesting that according to the Yaris Devash, Shvat is Yisachar. So, ain't kind of Makam Laharuch Bazaar right now. But Shvat is Yisachar, and Yisachar, of course, we know, is the one who excelled
Amim Har Yikro Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek Vayila Mas Oyved, that Yisachar, their expertise was Ibur Hashana, Ibur HaChoydesh, HaChoydesh Hazel Lachem, which we always read as the month of Shvat begins, which according to the Arist Vash is Yisachar. He doesn't say this is the reason, but it's an interesting connection. According to the others that were brought down in the Pri Tzadik, Shvat is Yosef. Shvat is the 11th month. And Yosef was the 11th Shevet, which fits very well with the concept of Shoivavim. The whole idea of Shoivavim is the tikkun of the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, the Midah of Yisoid. Malchus, Yisoid leads to Malchus. And for this reason, we can understand perhaps also the Baal HaTurim tells us, Vayonach b'choil gevul Mitzrayim, he says that Arba came to Mitzrayim on Shabbos. It says, Vayonach b'ayoyim hashvi. What's the connection here to what we're speaking about? In Yeshaya, it says, in Kapitel Vav, I believe, it's in the Haftarah of Yisroi, Vayugad lebeis David leimor, Nocha Aram al Ephraim. Ochaz finds out that Ritzin Melech Aram, together with Pekach ben Ramal Yahu, are trying to wage war against Malchus Beis David. So the pasuk uses the words Nocha Aram al Ephraim. So Rashi over there, interesting, says Nocha, he says, is a lashon of Malchus. K'moy shenemar Vayonach b'choil gevul Mitzrayim. Pella of a Rashi. Rashi doesn't even explain what he's talking about. What shaychus does Vayonach b'choil gevul Mitzrayim, which is by Makas Arba, have anything to do with the fact that Nocha Aram al Ephraim, Nocha is a lashon of Malchus? He says Nocha is a lashon of Nekeva, that's Malchus, Malchus is Nekeva, and he quotes the pasuk Vayonach b'choil gevul Mitzrayim. So in Yoneinu it's very good, because Arba, the eighth Makkah, which is Refuah B'Sheminis, Ki Kel Melech Roifei Nemun V'Racham Anata, this is the Makkah that for Klal Yisrael brought them to the level of Malchus. Haparah is no longer the Melech. Vayonach b'choil gevul Mitzrayim. Arba brings Malchus to Mitzrayim, the Malchus of Hashem. We know that Shabbos is Malchus. Yismachu v'malchusach ha-shoimrei Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day, connected David HaMelech. David is the Melech, David Melech Yisrael. Shabbos is Malchus, Shabbos Malchus. So Arba came on Shabbos. Vayonach b'chol gevul Mitzrayim. Arba lands on Shabbos, bringing the Kedusha of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael, which Shabbos is Malchus. Vayonach, the shorish of the word Vayonach is Nun Ches, the Nun Sharei Bina, and the Ches, which is Shmini, the Makkah Hashminis, the Makkah that's associated with Bina, the Nun Sharei Bina. So every year, as we enter the month of Shvat, the month of Osher, according to the Arizal, Shemen, the Shemen Kotchi Meshachtiv, which is associated with Malchus, the Hu Yitain Madanei Melech, Shvat prepares for Nisan. Osher has a hand in the Besura of the Geula, because Osher, Serach Bas Osher is the one who told Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu was the true Redeemer, because if he says Pokoit Pokadati, you know that he's the Redeemer. That's the connection of Osher to the Geula. The Pri Tzadik says that Osher is Begematria Moshe together with Yosef. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef. Moshe Yosef is Begematria Osher. Atzmos Yosef, the Midah of Yosef, the Midah of Yisoid, which according to the other opinion, Shvat is Yosef. Yosef Hashem Li Bein Acher, the concept of becoming a Bein after going through Acher, from an Acher becoming a Bein, which is the idea of Homer Yemirenu V'Hoyahu, exchange, Tshuva, V'chol Petach Amor Tifteh B'Seh, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tzias Mitzrayim Begematria Nasa V'Nishma, which we read in Parshas Mishpatim, the last Shabbos in Chodesh Shvat. That's the goal. The goal is for a Yid to be totally subservient to the Ratzon Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. You're no longer an Eved to Mitzrayim. You're no longer an Eved to Paroi, to Pera. Adarab, you mahapech the ayin to an aleph, and you zeicha to refuah, erpam b'shuvayseichem, shuvu banim shayvavim, erpam b'shuvayseichem. All of this is hinted in the bracha, in the makkah of Arba, which affects the eights. the wood, the trees, the Eitz Hasad, the Tu Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonois, the Eitz Chayim, Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lashoin Marpei Eitz Chayim, the Refuah, the Lashoin Marpei Eitz Chayim, the Refuah is in the Chodesh Shvat, which is the Chodesh of Eitz, the Eitz Hasad, the Eitz Chayim, says that that's what the Yaris Tvash says, that's why it's Yisachar. Yisachar is Shvat, because Yisachar is he excels in Torah, which is the Eitz Chayim il Machazikim, but so he connects that to the Eitz of Tu B'Shvat B'Pashtas. Lashoin Marpei Eitz Chayim, Refuah for the Lashoin, Pera, it's no longer Pera, Pera becomes Erpa, Erpa B'Shuvah Yisachim, that's Tikkun HaLashoin, Tikkun HaPer, Bris HaLashoin, Keneged Bris HaMo'er. And from Arba we go to Choshech, we zoichet to Or, v'luchol b'nei Yisrael, ha'ya Or b'moy Shvoysam, which is the Madreg, which is the Bechina of Chochma, and then from there to Makos B'choyres, which is Keser. So we come to the end of the parasha, we learn about Tfilin, Tfilin shel Rosh, v'hoya lo'ais al yodecha, l'toytofeis b'nei necha. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kufnun Gimel, the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, b'chol eis, in Pasuk in Kehelis rather, b'chol eis yiu b'gadecha levonim, v'shemen, Al roishcha al yechsor. So says the Gemara there. Bechol eisiyu bigodecha levanim is talking about tzitzis. The shemen al roishcha al yechsor is tefillin shel roish. And Rashi there quotes the pasuk. V'ro'u kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikra olecha v'yaru b'mekha. So what's the shaychus to shemen? Because toiv shem mi shemen toiv. And that's the v'ro'u kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikra olecha v'yaru b'mekha. So here we see a connection between tefillin shel roish and shemen. V'shemen al roishcha al yech. So that's the tefillin on the roish. V'shemen al roishcha. Tefillin shel roish is the beginning of shemen. That's the connection to the beginning of the parasha, the arba, which is in Chodesh Shvat, which is Keneged Osher, Me Osher Shmeino Lachmoy, V'toivel Bashem and Ragloy. Parashas Boy is a jam-packed parasha, a parasha of the Makos, which are Refuos for Klal Yisrael, especially beginning with this week's Makos, beginning with Arba, Refuah B'Shminas, where everyone could be Zeicher to a Todra, to a Refuah Shalem, a Refuah Shalem is Begematria, Ruach, Melech, HaMoshiach, V'hanoisar b'Yerushalayim, v'hanoisar is b'gematria refuah shalayim, b'gematria ruach melech ha-moshiach, that's the ruach kodim, nasa es ha-arba, the ruach of kedem, shmoy shal moshiach shekodma la'olam, that's the madrega of reish, that's the reishis, which is milakadmin. And we have all the mitzvahs in this week's parasha, beginning with ha-chodesh ha-zalachem, the ha-chana to matan Torah, Pesach, the Yom Tov of Pesach is with us this Shabbos. The Geula, Ha'amitis, V'Hashlema is with us this Shabbos. Because Parsha's Boy, that's the Parsha of the Geula. Boy El Paroi, if you add the letters Boy to Paroi, Paroi is 355. And if you add Boy, which is 3, to 355, you get 358, which is the Gematria Mashiach. Boy is the Parsha of Mashiach, the Parsha of the Geula. The Geula is rooted in Parshas Boy, Ki Meitzeis, says the Navi Micha, Ki Meitzeis Chameyeretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Niflois. Every day, what's the Lashon Ki Mei, the Zayar is? It was one day, like we read this week, Hayoim Atem Yoitzim V'chaydash Aviv, Zochares Yoim Asher Yitzasem Mitzrayim, it's one day. What does it mean? Ki Meitzeis Chameyeretz Mitzrayim, Arenu Niflois, Vaisdois. Every day, this is the writer of all the Svarim bring, that every day a Yid goes out of Mitzrayim, the Lashon of the Balatanya is Bechol, Dor vador ubechol yoim vayoim, he adds. Chayiv adam liray says atzma ki'ilu hu yotzam in Mitzrayim. Every day, not only Pesach time, every day a Yid can go out of Mitzrayim, and especially during the weeks of Shoivavim, when we literally go out of Mitzrayim, we learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and everyone can be zeichet to it easier during this time. There's a special ha'ora, milmaila, siyua milmaila, all a person has to do is lend a hand. In every way, most Svarim say that today the Tikkunim are not via Sigufim and Tainiyos. That's not for this door, but rather through Limud HaTorah. That's why Shvat is a Chodesh of Limud HaTorah. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu taught Sefer Mishnah Torah. And we start learning HaChodesh HaZelochem, Limud HaTorah, Tfila B'Kavana, Mor Tzedakah, Tehillim, B'mkoyim, the tiniest and the sigufim of the previous doiris. This is the parasha of tefillin, unlike Tisha B'Av, when there's no tefillin, This is the parasha of Geula, which ends off dafka with the mitzvah of tefillin. The tofes ben enecha v'ro kolam ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikro alecha. We should taka b'zoichet av v'ro kolam ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikro alecha v'yaru mimecha. And we should be zoichet to the malchus of Hashem, to the malchus of Mashiach. V'kom shevet mi Yisrael, v'loyoser shevet mi Yehuda, v'yotzer choiter mi geza Yishai. Choiter is the same concept. Choiter is a shevet. A branch, it's a branch of a tree, is also called a shevet, the Eitz Chaim. We should be zeichet to the Hachana, to the Aschalta, the Geula, which will lead us to the Geula, to when we will be zeichet to Kimei Tzeischa, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, or Enon of Flores.